Welcome to Urban Echo Lab. In this lesson, we're building a dark, atmospheric DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. So think classic club energy, but before the drop lands, we want mystery, distance, a little grit, and enough tension that when the breakbeats and bass finally come in, it feels huge. This is beginner-friendly, and we're going to lean mostly on stock Ableton devices, which is great because you do not need a massive plugin collection to get this sound. The real trick here is arrangement, texture, and movement. For a classic DNB tempo, start around 170 BPM. Anything in that 160 to 174 range works well, but 170 is a solid starting point. Create a few simple tracks to keep yourself organized. I'd start with an Atmos pad track, a noise or texture track, an echo hit track, and later, if you want, a drum or break intro track for a little tease of the groove. Let's start with the pad, because that's going to carry the emotional tone of the intro. Load up something like Waveedable, Analog, or Operator. If you want the easiest route, Waveedable is a great choice, because it gives you lots of control, but still feels very approachable. Go for a soft, dark sound. You don't want a bright synth lead here. You want something that swells in and hangs in the air. If you're using Waveedable, choose a waveform that feels smooth or slightly complex, then lower the cutoff so the sound stays dark. A bit of resonance can add tension, but don't overdo it. You can also shape the filter with a slow envelope if you want the pad to breathe a little over time. For the amp envelope, keep the attacks lower, somewhere from about 200 milliseconds up to a couple of seconds, depending on how dreamy you want it. Release should be fairly long too, so the notes fade naturally and don't feel chopped. A pad like this should feel like it's drifting in from the distance, not stabbing at you. Now let's shape it with effects. First, use EQ8 to clean up the low end. In drum and bass, this part matters a lot. Atmospheres should not steal space from the sub or bass later on. So high pass the pad somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, and if it gets harsh, gently tame the 2 to 5 Hz area. Next, add chorus ensemble if you want that wider, slightly hazy old-school feel. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make it sound cheesy or overly shiny. You're just adding width and a little movement. After that, use hybrid reverb. Pick a dark hall or a small to medium space, and keep the wet amount fairly low, around 10 to 20%. The goal is depth, not wash. If the reverb feels too bright, roll off some of the highs. Old-school jungle and DNB usually sound better when the space is darker and a little rougher. You can also add an auto filter at the end of the chain and automate the cutoff slowly over time. That simple move alone can make the pad feel alive. Even a tiny amount of filter movement can create a lot of mood. For the notes themselves, keep it simple. Minor chords are your friend here. Think about chord beds like a minor, D minor, C minor, or F minor. You can do long sustained notes or a slow two-chord movement, like a minor to G, or C minor to B flat. The point is not to write a big harmony lesson. The point is to create a mood that feels unresolved and dark enough for jungle. Now let's add the texture layer. This is where the intro starts feeling more like an actual urban soundscape. A little vinyl crackle, radio hiss, field recording, or city ambience can make a huge difference. If you want to stay purely in Ableton, Operator can generate noise, and that works really well. Keep the volume low. This layer should live in the background and fill the empty space without demanding attention. Put EQ8 on it first and high pass it around 200 to 400 Hz to clear out any rumble. Then add auto filter and try a band pass or high pass setting with slow automation. That lets the texture move over time instead of just sitting there flat. A touch of saturator can help it feel grittier and more present, and a little reverb or hybrid reverb can push it further back into the space. A really useful teacher tip here is to think about foreground versus background. In a good intro, only one thing should feel like the focus at any given moment. Right now, that focus is still the pad. The texture is there to support it, not compete with it. Next up, let's create a dub-style echo hit. This is a classic jungle move. Take a short sound like a rim shot, snare ghost, metallic hit, chopped vocal one shot, or even a filtered kick click. Put it on its own track and keep it sparse. You do not want to crowd the intro. One well-placed hit can do more than a whole pile of drums. Start with EQ8 and remove any unnecessary low end. Then add Echo, which is one of the best devices in Ableton for this kind of thing. Try a delay time like a quarter note or dotted eighth, set the feedback somewhere around 30 to 60%, and darken the repeats so the echoes sit behind the dry hit instead of jumping out too aggressively. You can add a little reverb after that for extra space. The placement of the hit matters a lot. Try putting it on an offbeat or just before a phrase change. That gives the intro motion and a sense of call and response. A hit on bar 1 that echoes into bar 2, then another one at bar 5 or bar 9, can make the whole thing feel structured without sounding busy. Now let's add a filtered sweep or riser. This helps the intro evolve instead of looping in place. You can make this with operator noise, wave-eatable, or even an audio sample. A simple and effective method is to use operator's noise oscillator, then put auto-filter on it and automate the cutoff opening slowly over 8 bars. Start low, around 200 to 500 Hz, and gradually open it up to somewhere around 4 to 8 kHz. Keep the resonance modest. You want a smooth build, like the track is emerging through fog. This is a great place to remind yourself of another important concept. Use contrast and density, not just volume. Often, the intro gets bigger because more layers appear, not because everything gets louder. Sometimes a tiny extra texture feels massive, if the rest of the mix stays sparse. Now we can think about the arrangement. For a DJ-friendly jungle or old-school DNB intro, 8 or 16 bars is a great target. If you're doing 8 bars, you might start with just pad and texture for the first 2 bars. Bring in the echo hit around bars 3 and 4, add the sweep or extra noise by bars 5 and 6, and then tease the break or bass around bars 7 and 8. If you're doing 16 bars, you have more room to build the mood. You could keep bars 1 to 4 very sparse. Bars 5 to 8 add the echo hit and motion. Bars 9 to 12 introduce a filtered break fragment. And bars 13 to 16 open up slightly before the drop. That's the DJ intro principle in action. The first part should be mix-friendly, moody, and a little emotionally incomplete. That sense of something is missing is actually a good thing. It pulls the listener forward. If you want to make it feel even more authentic, add a tiny jungle-style break tease. This is not the full drum groove yet. It's just a ghost of it. Maybe a chopped amen fragment, hi-hat tick, a snare tail, or a reversed break piece. High-pass it, keep it quiet, and process it lightly with echo and maybe the little drum bus for character. The point is to hint at the energy to come without giving it away too soon. Now glue the whole atmosphere together with returns. Create a reverb return and an echo return. Send the pad and texture into both, but keep the amounts subtle. On the reverb return, use hybrid reverb with a darker decay and make sure the low end is controlled with EQ. On the echo return, keep the feedback moderate and darken the repeats. This is a very clean way to build depth in DNB without making every track super wet on its own. Before you wrap up, do some final mix checks. Ask yourself, is the low end cleared out of the atmosphere layers? Does the intro feel wide, but not washed out? Can you still imagine the bass line entering later? Does it leave enough space for the drums to hit hard? That last question is huge in drum and bass. Your intro should create tension, not fight the drop. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, too much low end in the atmospheres. Pads and textures can sound huge alone, but in a DNB mix they can destroy the bass space if you don't high-pass them. Second, overly bright reverb. That can make the intro feel too modern and lose the old-school grime. Third, too many layers. Less is often more here. 2 to 4 strong atmospheric layers is plenty. And fourth, no movement. If the pad just sits there, automate something. Filter cutoff, echo feedback, volume, width, anything that gives the intro a slow sense of evolution. If you want to push the vibe darker and heavier, lean into minor tonal centers, light saturation, and unstable notes. Even tiny bits of saturation from saturator or drum bus can make the whole thing feel more urban and gritty. And always remember the contrast idea. A dark, misty intro makes the drop feel more focused and more powerful. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build your own 8-bar jungle intro using only stock Ableton devices. Use one pad, one texture layer, one echo hit, and at least one automation move. No full drum loop yet. Once it's done, bounce it and listen back at low volume if you can. If it still feels strong and moody when it's quiet, that's a very good sign. To recap, the recipe is simple. Start with a dark pad. Add vinyl, noise, or urban texture. Use echo and reverb for movement and space. Keep the low end clean. Arrange the intro in 8 or 16 bars so it works for DJs. And use automation to keep the atmosphere evolving. If you followed along, you've just built the foundation for a proper jungle or old-school DNB intro in Ableton Live 12. Clean, moody, and full of tension. That's the energy.